Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krops.
Hey, welcome, everybody. Great to have you with us. It's the end of the week here on Political Coffee, and you know what that means. It's Freedom Friday. It's your opportunity to call or text, email, whatever you want to do about anything you want to talk about politically today. It doesn't have to be what I'm talking about. Whatever you want to get off your chest about politics today, it's all up to you. And it's any topic you want to choose. And you know how easy that is? Well, you just pick up the phone and you call 503-589-1220. 503-589-1220. That's the Power Buick GMC talk line. Or you can shoot me an email to jeff@1220.am. Some things in Oregon that are important for us to be thinking about politically. I mean, there's lots of news stories out there, but I have to tell you that one of the things that is, it's just profound, is that can you kill the goose that lays the golden egg? What would do that in Oregon? What would make Oregon, instead of being an attractant for people fleeing the insanity of real advanced, shall we say, the advanced disease of totalitarian regressive Marxism, like is happening in California, New York, Illinois, what would cause people to flee Oregon the way they are those states? I mean, we're benefiting from that right now. You have so many of these new people coming to Oregon and into Washington and into Idaho and Arizona and Nevada are fleeing California because they can't afford to live there anymore. Middle class is getting squeezed unbelievably. And it's politicians doing. So is that about to happen in Oregon? Or can, like this story about Timber Unity, gear up. This is in the Blue Mountain Eagle. It is on OregonWatchdog.com if you want to go check it out. You can see it. Timber Unity gears up for cap and trade and other issues. Now, here's the interesting thing. And by the way, to let you know, we are going to be broadcasting live this radio show on February 6th from the Capitol outside. Just prior to the Timber Unity rally beginning, which it really starts at 7, and it'll kick off through the day with speakers and so forth. And we're going to be there all day long. We're going to be there from 6 a.m. broadcasting live for the one-hour show. And then we'll be from 7 on till 2 o'clock at the top of the hour and at the bottom of the hour. We'll be bringing you interviews with various people involved in Timber Unity and other organizations, because it's bigger than Timber Unity. And that's what this story in the Blue Mountain Eagle talks about. And this has got to scare the living daylights out of Kate and the regressive totalitarian Marxists, the retro Bolsheviks, as Ron calls them, that are running Oregon. And you know why it ought to scare them? Because it's no longer just loggers and mill workers and farmers and miners and other natural resource people. No, it's much bigger than that. You see, Timber Unity very smartly, with a little help from a few of us, has been reaching out to other groups of people to stand together. And this all came out, folks, I'm telling you, this all came out of the Republicans doing something that nobody thought they could pull off. I didn't. And that was leaving the state for 9 days and denying the Senate Republicans that left the state for 9 days, as you know, and denied the Republicans a quorum, or the Democrats, the regressive totalitarian Marxists running the legislature, denied them the ability through quorum, which is in Oregon's constitution, the ability to conduct any business. They couldn't go on to the floor. They could hold committee hearings, but they could not go on to the floor and vote anything across the floor. If you can't vote anything out of the floor of the House or the Senate, governor doesn't have a chance to sign anything. Never becomes law. And that's exactly what happened. They used the only weapon they had. And that inspired more and more people to come and join the movement. More and more people that have not been a part of the movement. In fact, haven't been part of any political movement necessarily. Some of them are realigning. Like so many of these liberal Democrat women, you hear me talk about them, but folks, they're real. In fact, yesterday, I was talking with Kevin Sterrett of the Oregon Firearms Federation. They're the no-compromise firearms group in the state of Oregon. And he said, Jeff, you should go, and I haven't done it, but I'm going to. He said, you should go on the Facebook page for Oregonians for Medical Reform. These are the moms against forced vaccinations. And he said, you should see what they write. These are, a lot of them are anti-Trump. A lot of them are pro-abortion, liberal Democrat women. And they are livid over this issue of losing parental rights. Now, I'm telling you, folks, they have aligned themselves in large measure with labor unity, as have many of the gun people. And the same is true as the other night at the Executive Club, which is this is really this, the only conservative group of activists that meets in the Portland metro area every the first Wednesday of every month. And, you know, we have speakers come in who are relevant, who are discussing relevant things. Well, we had State Senator Chuck Thompson come in to talk about what they expect with the Republicans in the Senate anyway, expect to see happen in the upcoming February session and how they're going to respond to it. And one of the things that he said is, you know, this is just a watered down version of cap and trade that they are likely going to introduce. Now, next week, there's going to be hearings on there are legislative day hearings in Salem. And I want to encourage you to come down to them Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Now, they're not going to pass anything out of committees necessarily because there is some recommendations that they can make and so forth. You can pre-session file things out of committees. But that's just a pre-session filing. It's all it is. Those bills have to be then introduced formally in committee processes when the legislature convenes on February the 3rd. It's an interesting process. If you have not been there, if you have not seen what it's like in the legislative process, I want to encourage you to do it. Come down to the Capitol Legislative Days Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Well, Chuck Thompson is talking about what they're going to do. Well, if the Democrats try to ram this cap and trade thing down our throats or gun bills, and there may be some introduced, or forced vaccinations, again, and that bill is being championed by Republican Sherry Helt out of Bend. And I'm telling you, folks, if that brings this coalition, it engages them at a higher level because now they realize that they just didn't win a single victory. What they realize now is many of these people are not people who've been involved in the political processes previously. Some of them have, but a lot of them haven't. And you add to that this group of the Russian Slavic community, the old believers, the Slavic, and frankly, they're becoming politically organized, literally forming their own PACs, raising money, getting their members registered to vote. Now, a lot of, you know, we have a motor voter, right? You get automatically registered to vote. Well, a lot of those people are conservatives. A lot of them have never voted in the Slavic community and in the old believer Russian community, folks. I'm telling you, they now are awakened, and they're awakened because it's not just losing their parental rights. That brought them to the table last session. It's more than that. Because many of them believe in their Second Amendment rights, and they want to defend them now, and they haven't done it priorly. Many of them are from the rural areas, and some of them are from the suburban areas of Oregon. Friends, I'm telling you, along with people of the faith community, this could be the realignment of Oregon politically. Now, not everybody that's kind of banding together here is going to agree on everything. And that's clearly elicited in this story here in the Blue Mountain Eagle. So story by Sierra Dawn McLean for the Eastern Oregon Media Group. And they make that point. Is that not everybody here believes or is a supporter of, say, Donald Trump, or maybe is pro-life, because some of them aren't. Okay. Is that all right? Well, I'm telling you, friends, if it saves our rural communities, if it saves Oregon's economy, and that's why I started the show today, talking about can you kill the goose that laid the golden egg? Because as we're seeing in other states, you can. I don't want to see that happen in Oregon. I don't want to see our economy slow down. I don't want to see futures destroyed. And I'm not just talking about economic futures. I'm talking about liberty. Because that's the real casualty. In every one of these states, you look at Chicago. Chicago's, not only Chicago, but the state of Illinois is in a death spiral. California is, is beginning that also. New York is in a death spiral. Wouldn't think so because that's the economic capital of the world and stock trading and the stock market's good. And all of these liberals are making piles of cash and they're giving money to liberals who want to take away their piles of cash. Can you imagine that? How stupid is that? But for some reason, they are bound and determined to do it. Well, can we fix that? Can we stop that from happening here? Well, I'm going to tell you we can. It is not too late. And this February 6th Timber Unity Rally is your opportunity to help make that happen. Now, it's not just a one-off rally, folks. It's more than that. This is what we talk about every day on this show, because it's the deepness of this and the long-lastingness of what we're trying to do at the Oregon Citizen Lobby, where once a week during every legislative session on Thursdays, we have a room at the Capitol where you can come in and learn how to be effective during the legislative session as a citizen, how you can come in and talk to a legislator, even if that legislator doesn't want to talk to you. Oh, yeah, there's techniques to do that. We teach you how to do that because that's part of building an effective, long-lasting grassroots network of people that will come together at times over certain things. And nothing is more important than liberty. Yeah, we may disagree on Trump, and we may disagree on abortion, and we may disagree somewhat on guns and how far you got to go with so-called common sense gun control, which is just a moniker for taking away your guns ultimately. Yeah, we may disagree on some of those things, but you know what? We had better band together and fight for the basic principles of liberty, because if we don't, we're going to lose them all in the end. That's what it's about, folks. That's why on February 6th, I urge you to put it on your calendar. Come and be a part of the Timber Unity Rally. It's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about politically? There's more. Yeah, lots of interesting things. So what's on your mind? 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. It's 620. We'll be right back.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back. It is 22 minutes past the top of the hour. Great to have you with us on Political Coffee. It's Freedom Friday. That means you have the freedom from me, your very humble radio talk show host. I just have to have a poke a little fun at myself there. Freedom to talk about anything political you want to talk about. It's easy. 503-589-1220. 503-589-1220. That's the Power Buick GMC talk line. You shoot me an email to jeff@1220.am. And here's a great email from this unnamed, shall we say, state employee. And it's Nasty Pelosi's comments is the headline. He says, Jeff, I heard Nasty Pelosi's offensive and outrageous comments on Mark Levin's show about the attack on Qasem Soleimani, saying something like, just kind of a rough quote, quote, if the shoe were on the other foot and our second highest official were assassinated, then we would have the right to be outraged as well, unquote. This person writes, I could not find the quote in any news articles, but it's in one of the most, but it is one of rather the most offensive, partisan, reprehensible comments I have ever heard come out of a political leader's, an American leader's mouth. If you can find the quote from Thursday, please comment on it. This quote demonstrates her absolute moral bankruptcy, putting party and personal power and position above commitment to the safety and the well-being and the protection of our great country. It's unbelievable that a leader in her position would undermine our president's efforts to protect our country while giving aid and comfort to the enemy. She truly is nasty. I did not hear her make that particular comment. It doesn't surprise me, though. What's amazing to me is that this woman is believed. There's a whole lot of people in America that believe this woman. It is a stunning thing to me. I mean, it really is. What's even more stunning to me is that she is in line to be third in line to become president should something happen to Trump or Pence. By the way, I was a little bit stunned, but it didn't surprise me. The timing of the Boeing 737 Ukraine airplane crash, it didn't surprise me, but I was a little stunned to see how soon it came out that it is likely that it was shot down by one of Iran's Russian-made SA-7 missiles, a TOR missile, as they call it. There's a lot of indication that it was. And it also didn't surprise me that almost immediately Democrats began blaming Trump for it. Oh, if Trump hadn't assassinated Soleimani, they wouldn't have fired off all those missiles. They wouldn't have had their anti-missile batteries all in high alert. And they wouldn't have stupidly shot down their own airplane. It's a stunning argument, isn't it? I mean, it's almost beyond description, truly. In other political news, by the way, you can call and talk about anything you want to talk about today, 503-589-1220. Emails to jeff@1220.am. There's another interesting story having to do with the number two, the Deputy Secretary of State here in Oregon, former State Representative Rich Vile. He just resigned. And we'll tell you why in a moment. But I want to remind you, friends, if you have not yet tried CBD oil products, I want to urge you to do that. You hear me talk about how it works for me. Well, it does. I mean, it's really true. I use CBD oil products for a number of ailments, you know, little things like, you know, sore muscles typically and that type of thing. But my, you know, I told a story about my chiropractor who's got knuckles now after 25 years as a chiropractor, cracking people around with his knuckles. They're starting to hurting. He uses CBD cream and the pain and the inflammation goes away. Now, that's just another anecdotal story. Maybe if you have a similar issue, maybe that'll work for you. So I want to urge you to talk to the folks at Vim Natural Supplements and Body Care down in South Commercial, South Salem, right next to Safeway. They sell CanaShield, and CanaShield is a very high-quality product that is totally Oregon-grown and processed and bottled right here in this state. And you know what? You can be assured that it is everything they say it is, because not all of the stuff that you see on the internet is. CanaShield is, and if you want to learn more, go to their website, Vim Salem. That's VimSalem.com. VimSalem.com. CanaShield. Check it out. So Rich Vile, who found himself in some controversy, decided to resign, and it's effective today. He's the number two guy under Republican Secretary of State Bev Clarno, who, as you know, was appointed by Kate Brown, had to cut some kind of deal with Kate, not to go too hard after Kate or the state agencies or Democrats. I don't know that. I'm just speculating. Anyway, I'm saying that tongue in cheek, folks. Anyway, Bev hires him because she fired everybody else. She fired Dennis Richardson's highly effective team. And at the time, as you know, I was very critical of that, as were other people like former state representative Julie Parrish, who helped Dennis get elected. And, you know, at the time, we all thought and still continue to think, well, the fix was in. Well, it turns out Rich had a little problem. You see, it turns out that he was moonlighting as a private practice attorney representing clients who had cases before a state agency that he, as deputy secretary of the Secretary of State, had the power to audit. His state salary was $172,000, and that doesn't include benefits. Now, Bev Clarno said that he was an exemplary public servant. No, I wouldn't agree. And I wouldn't agree for this very simple reason. If you're caught, and he was caught, folks, moonlighting with a very clear conflict of interest. And that's what it is. If you're caught moonlighting with, you know, being a private practice attorney, having gaps in, as you read through this story, but, and again, you can see it, by the way, if you go to OregonWatchdog.com, he's frequently has two empty calendar days every week. So he's only working 3 days a week, making $172,000 a year with a clear conflict of interest. How is that an exemplary public servant? No, I wouldn't say that, Ben. Not a... It's 6:30 in the morning. What do you want to talk about? Well, I'll be back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back. It is 24 minutes to the top of the hour. It's Freedom Friday, if you're just joining us. Maybe you haven't heard this show before. Here on Political Coffee, I, as your very humble radio talk show host, give you the freedom on Fridays. Call and talk about anything you want to talk about. Politically. It's got to be politics, folks. So it's really easy to do that. You just pick up the phone and call 503-589-1220. That's the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Or send me an email to Jeff at 1220.am. Like Wolfie. Wolfie sent me. Wolfie Wolftone sent me an email. Said Nasty Pelosi, said, yes, Jeff, KSLM has aired her foul comment numerous times. The listener's quote was accurate. Okay? Yeah, and then Corby sent me a great email. Let's see, where is it? Here it is. It says, morning, Jeff. My thoughts as to why it's so hard to persuade the other side is because from what I have noticed is that they are really... Or they usually rather atheist or agnostic. What is going on is nothing more than a spiritual war in this country and the world. Put it in that context, and almost everything makes sense. Our Lord keeps our eyes open and gives us protection from the adversary. Since our system is based on Christian values, the non-believers can't see reality. Our system is slowly being conquered by Satan. So as we continue to participate, we are giving it strength. I believe in prayer, but as we continue to pray to two gods, our creator and our wannabe god, government, we keep fueling the fire. Thanks for all your hard work. You really do have a great show. Have a great day. Corby, thank you for the very nice comments, and most importantly, for listening and participating. But it almost sounds like Corby thinks that we can't win. And I don't agree. See, I believe in hope. And hope, by the way, is a powerful theme. You know, by the way, throughout the Bible, I mean, hope, you know, hope is really as powerful of a motivator as what fear is. Remember earlier in the week I talked about fear. Can we conservatives use fear effectively? And what I want to propose to you is that, yeah, we can, because that goes back to this Timber Unity rally, this big rally that I want you to come and be a part of on February 6th. We're going to be broadcasting there live all day long. But, you know, it's really powerful in that fear of losing something can lead to hope. Let me explain that to you. My thesis on that is simply this. In our form of government, which is a constitutional republic, we're not a democracy. Okay, it's not mob rule, which is what a democracy ultimately is. This is a representative constitutional republic, folks, where the rights of the minority are guaranteed and protected by a document called the Constitution, the rule of law. And as such, we the people have power. And when fear of losing something, like your Second Amendment rights, about your human right to be able to defend yourself with a gun or any other instrument, or your right, God-given right, of not just self-defense, but God-given right as a parent to choose what's best for your children, when you lose the fear of losing that, it gets people engaged. And they show up at Timber Unity rallies in mass, and they scare the living daylights out of the people who want to take your rights away from you, ostensibly for the children, ostensibly for the good, to save the planet, right? Well, that should give you hope, because the results speak for themselves. What were the results? Timber Unity rally, several rallies culminated with that giant one where there were 2,000 log trucks around the Capitol building and in Salem last year. It stopped everything because it gave the Republicans a reason to leave the state for 9 days. And they did, and they stopped this madness. Now, if that doesn't give you hope, I don't know what will. It can happen. It can happen again. You need to be a part of it. And then you need to continue to do what we try to advise you to do every day. And that's, I try to give you examples of how you can persuade the persuadables. Because they're out there, folks. And that's how we can take back Oregon from these regressive, totalitarian Marxists that want to turn us into an impossible human utopian state. So I have hope. Corby, I have hope. All right, let's go to the phones, 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. We'll start first with Bruce. Bruce, good morning. What do you have to say on Freedom Friday?
Good morning, Jeff. Well, I've been sitting here listening to you. I called in for something else, but I wanted to comment on what you just said about hope and fear. You know, being a candidate for House District 17 and, you know, being in a pretty safe district as far as conservatives go, I'm pretty vocal on Facebook and other places about conservative issues and what I think needs to move forward. But the hope and fear thing that you were just talking about, I think it goes deeper than that, because what the Democrats do repeatedly, and it's just the same thing with this cap and trade thing that's coming on, they create a crisis, and then they use fear to push us into doing something, and their side is controlled by this, push us into doing something from the crisis that's going to give us more security. And there's two ways to live your life. Either you live in fear in crisis, from crisis to crisis, and allowing them to control you, or you live in faith. And, you know, you're talking about hope. Well, I believe faith is faith in God. It requires not just a belief or a hope, but it requires action. When That's we right. have faith in something, and we have faith in God, and he tells us to do something, faith requires us to take action based on what he's leading us to do. And that is what is going to change this country and change Oregon, is that we have people that are motivated by faith and not fear, and they're doing what they believe to be, they're looking to God as their provider and God as their answer and not the government.
Excellent points, Bruce. Absolutely excellent points. What else did you want to talk about quickly?
Well, I was just going to let people know Timber Unity on Tuesday, they've asked all of us that were running for office to focus specifically on the cap and trade bill that's coming in front of the legislature in this upcoming session. And they want us to focus directly on that and spell out what's how we see that going on. And I read through the article, and basically it goes back to that fear thing. And what they've done is they took the rural people's complaints and said, okay, look, you don't want to pay the tax directly. Great. We'll move it back and charge the energy companies the tax, and then you won't see it, but you're going to pay it anyway. They just upstreamed it, just like they did with gross receipts tax. Oh, you don't want a sales tax on your receipt? Fine. We'll just move it to gross receipts tax. That's what they're doing. We're still going to pay it.
Yep, one way or the other, we're still going to pay it. And as Adam Lardy noted in the article that you can find on OregonWatchdog.com about the Timber Unity Group and the upcoming rally, he noted that this is just a watered-down version. And really, we call it, Bruce, the camel with the nose under the tent, because at some point in time, the camel raises up, and that destroys and takes down the whole tent. And that's exactly what they'll do. They'll get the policy in place, and then they'll expand it, and they'll achieve their goal. And ultimately, it destroys our rural ray of life. And frankly, it'd make no difference at all in the world. Bruce, thanks for calling. Good luck out there on the campaign trail. Great to hear from you. 503-589-1220. Is a number to call on Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about politically today? Anything's on the table. Let's go to Rebecca, who's on the line. Rebecca, good morning. What do you have to say on Freedom Friday?
Good morning. And this, you do produce wonderful shows. I'm calling because this is not new that we have a battle to fight. And I really appreciated what Bruce said. The book series and also it's a DVD series by David Barton, the American Heritage series, contains, it's wonderful information, but the video that I have called America in Black and White brought to my attention that right after the Civil War, there were many, many Black people elected to public office all across the South, and both representatives and senators, and that very few of them actually ever took their seats because they were murdered by the KKK. The Democrats formed the KKK right after the Civil War to deal with the Black problem, what they called the Negro problem. And so they also don't want us using that word, which is a perfectly good Spanish word for Black. They don't want us using that word because then we would be able to talk about the Negro Project, which is Margaret Sanger's project to kill Black people.
And that's well documented, isn't it?
What's that?
That's well documented. Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, which gets about $300 million a year of our tax dollars, that it's well documented that she had that thing called the Negro Project, and its goal is to kill Black people. Rebecca, thanks for calling. Have a great weekend, folks. It is 6:48. Back in a moment with more of whatever you want to talk about today. A couple of extra things I have for you. 6:48.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back. It is 10 minutes till the top of the hour. Last segment for this week, folks, and your last opportunity to call or email about anything you want to talk about today politically, because that's what we do on Freedom Friday here on Political Coffee. I give you the freedom to spout off about whatever you care about when it comes to politics. 503-589-1220. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Hey, friends, you know this big rally, February 6th, Timber Unity Rally, it's going to be huge. I was told by somebody last night they have over 2,200 log trucks alone registered for this thing. Man, it's going to be massive. You know, one of the ways that maybe you want to show support for the effort, but you don't want to go down and be a part of the massive sea of people at the Capitol that day. Well, you know, you could do something called, you can have a little fun, and it's a no carbon tax sign waving party. Yep, at strategic locations around both Salem and Portland, you can wave signs, and they're organizing, well, no carbon tax, and they've got a big sign that says carbon tax creates poverty. And there's a picture of a house that's broken and a mom and a child. You know, if this interests you, and I think it should, it might be a lot of fun, and I might go do some of it too, by the way. Wouldn't that be fun? Just send an email to OregonWatchdog@gmail.com. They're putting out a list of party, sign-waving party times and locations. OregonWatchdog@gmail.com. OregonWatchdog@gmail.com. Sounds like a lot of fun, if you ask me. Something else that's a lot of fun that really blesses somebody's life is for you to rent a limousine from Diamond Royalty Rides right here in Salem. Go to their website, DiamondRoyaltyRides.com. You want to make somebody feel really special on a special day? That's one way you can do it, folks. Rent a limousine. Maybe your daughter's having a birthday or a coming out party, or maybe your son is having a special birthday or has achieved something special. Maybe graduation coming up, maybe it's a wedding anniversary, whatever. I mean, we got Valentine's Day coming up here pretty soon, folks. Those are all great opportunities for you to make someone feel really special. And you know what? It's a lot more affordable than what you might think. So to learn more about it and to reserve a limousine, go to DiamondRoyaltyRides.com, DiamondRoyaltyRides.com. Let's go to Art. Art, good morning. How are you, friend? What do you want to talk about today on Freedom Friday?
Hey, Jeff. Good Friday. You know what I want to talk about is that we got...
Art, you got to get closer to your phone. I can barely hear you.
How's that, Jeff? Better?
Much better, much better.
Okay, what we need to do is tell our Democratic friends that we are no longer going to be treated like Chicken Little. We are tired of you telling us the sky is falling when it's not, and we're tired of you giving us a bunch of false information and then expecting us to swallow it. You know, all this stuff is not based in fact. It's all fiction. It's run on models that they feed in the information so they can get the results that they want. And we just got to put our foot down because we're tired of lies. We want the truth. And the facts are, you know, that we cannot, this climate thing is a hoax. Just like, you know, they won't give us all the real information. Recently learned, Jeff, that these vaccination problems with these kids has been based on lies. The truth of the matter is the MMR vaccinations are causing problems in children because they're giving in to them when they're way too young. They're combining the dosage instead of doing the measles separately, the mumps separately, and the rubella separately. And they're not letting us know that. They're just hiding the real facts. And we got to start holding these people responsible for not giving us truthful information on what the heck is really going on.
Well, and this is one of the interesting things is that until I started, to be all honest with you, Art, I didn't have an opinion on this subject until I became aware of it, number one. I mean, when I grew up in the 60s, I was born in 1959, Art, and I got a few vaccinations, but, I think it was maybe three, the polio vax, and I'm not sure what else. But today, we're talking like 27 different vaccinations, that some of them multiple times, it ends up like being 72 or 73 vaccinations. And it's stunning how they can give them like six or seven vaccinations at a time. And that there is, and it's not true that this supposed link between autism and vaccinations has been debunked, because it hasn't. J.B. Handley is a Stanford-educated, very successful hedge fund guy. He's a highly intelligent guy. He lives in Lake Oswego, and he wrote a book about this. And it's about overcoming autism, and because his son had a vaccination event, and it put his son into one of his children into a severe autistic state, and he began researching this, and out of that book I learned, Art, that there is a federal vaccination court that has paid out over $4.5 billion in settlements. It's a secret court where parents can make a claim against not the pharmaceutical companies. They're exempted. They're protected by this law that created this court. And they did this in the 80s. But you can go there. If you think your child has been damaged by a vaccine, you can go there and you can get paid money. Did you know that thing existed?
Yeah. Well, and again, Jeff, this is what happens with the Democratic Party. They base things on fictions, not facts. They lie to us, climate change and the vaccinations. They hide information that would allow us to make good decisions. And part of it has to do with the dang lobbyists, too. I mean, the pharmaceutical lobbyists want to make money on these vaccinations. Well, hey, they got to quit giving them the combined vaccination. They got to quit giving it to children who are only a year and a half old. And they got to, do things correctly, Jeff, instead of half-heartedly without, facing the truth and the fact of what the heck they're doing.
Art, thanks for your thoughts today. I appreciate it. We're at the end of the show. Thanks to each and every one of you for participating in the show in some form today and for listening. I deeply appreciate all of you. Make it a great weekend. We'll see you back here on Monday.